Marcus, I can't even waste time on an introduction. Marcus, congratulations, brother. Congratulations.
Great Ethiopian, the building.
Wow.
You're next, wow. Jason. You're wow. next.
Okay, what? Let's see here. So she is an Aquarius. What is the date of birth? What time of day?
January 25th. That's such an interesting, special day. It will always be a special day for me. My Swedish father would have been 90 this year. And his birthday was January 20th. So me and my sister were going back and forth. She's like, no grace yet. Mm-hmm. You know, today would have been our father's 90th. And then for years, they've been stating my birthday is January 25th. So I get all these birthday wishes on January 25th. And I don't have a birthday, like I don't have a birth certificate. So, you know, people say happy birthday to me.
When do you usually celebrate?
November 6th, because that's the day my father just made up.
Yeah. You told me that story before.
So like January 25th, there's been this date that I was like, why am I getting texts around this? And then someone from my team was like, Marcus, on Wikipedia says it's your birthday on January 25th. I'm like, that's so crazy. It's been for you. And rather than going and fixing it, I was like, I don't care. Like, whatever, right? Boom, right? Mm-hmm. And here it is. January 25th, grace is born. Yeah. So it's almost like the universe put January 25th out there for us, for me.
You knew before I knew. Wow.
It's crazy, right? That's crazy, out of 365 days, that day became the day. Isn't that crazy?
Yes. So, yeah. So it was good. You could leave January 25th in there because it's an important day.
Which also echoes the point that I wanted to make. Everything that you see on internet is now the truth.
Exactly.
Bing, 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 bing.
Hell no.
January 25th, 2022 will always be a day that we remember. In the morning, right now actually, we're still at Mount Sinai Hospital, only 15 blocks away from our house. But in the morning around 6 o'clock, my wife just woke me up and said, hey, time to go. And I knew what that meant. It was time to go to the hospital. That day that we've been waiting on, especially Maya, for the last 10 days, is now here. And I just ran up, got a little nervous, tried to make myself some coffee, smashed the coffee maker, dropped it, had to clean that up. Zion did much better than I did. Maya was ready to go. And then it's also, in situations like this, you realize how much you need good people around you and just the luck of good people. One of those good people was our Uber driver, Mr. Lennon. I just noticed his name being so, you know, maybe he's Dominican, Cuban, Haitian, whatever, typical New Yorker, but with a Russian name. And he knew kind of that, you know, I don't know what, but he knew that we must have picked him this morning because he had bags ready, Maya needed to throw up. He had tons of paper rolled up ready. He was just ready for us. And Maya did have to throw up in the car, but he was like, no worry about it. It happened to me and my wife too. A shout out to Mr. Lennon, the most amazing Uber driver in New York City. And we missed two cars before that, so it was just meant to be that he was supposed to drive us. Shout out to Mr. Lennon.
Mr. Lennon,
we get into the car.
He's named after one of his parents' big heroes, I'm sure. You know, no doubt. Early morning, you hop in the cab, it's a 10-block cab ride. And I mean, that's really when you need someone to be understanding and the universe, you know, the universe kind of smiling at you.
Yes.
And you get there and how, like, I take it you went straight, like Maya was wheeled straight into the room. You were there.
Yeah.
Like how was that experience? Like, it's been
fast.
A couple of years since Zion was born, but how was it this time around?
It was fast and furious.
Actually, just a couple of hours, three and a half hours after we got there, baby Grace was born. 8.2 pounds, so like a little bit 3.5 kilos. 8 and change, you know, and you know, she was just the most gorgeous little baby, you know, looking at my eyes and my eyes, and we were just giving, bringing a baby to the world. It's just the most amazing experience. As a man, you're standing by and just want to help out and support. And
good job.
Wow.
Dad, you should ask him.
Yeah. Yes, and obviously, big shout out to my wife, Maya Hyla, Queen Maya Hyla at this point, and the nurses and doctors at Mount Sinai. Thank you so much. Great Ethiopia, you're now a New Yorker. You're officially here, and we love you already.
And the doctor kept telling me the whole time, Marcus, you're in charge of the playlist. Play louder music. Yeah, and I was what?
So what's on the playlist? What's on the playlist, for example?
Oh, no, no, it was only good vibes. It was Bob. It was a lot of Bob.
Of course,
so
Yeah.
I was like, let's not, this is not the time
but
to mix it
playing?
Up.
No woman, no cry.
Buffalo Soldier, which is Zion's favorite song. Yeah. No woman, no cry. Three Little Birds. Stir It Up was actually the song when Baby Grace was born.
Right.
And I was just
so she's going to stir it up. She already started.
Yeah,
you know,
stir it up. Exactly.
Stir it up.
Yeah.
Beautiful song.
Beautiful.
And little actually, darling.
Yes. Up. Yeah. And actually, your boy did a great cover of it. Actually, Peps did a great cover of Stir It Up.
Stir It Up. Absolutely.
In Swedish.
Absolutely.
In Skånska, which is not barely Swedish.
Yeah. No. But like Marcus, for me anyway, when Amelie gave birth to Maxime, there was something so, it's so like primal.
That's the word.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
The pain, that just the life force in a room where a baby or in a place where a baby is being born is like, and again, like you say, the only thing we as men can do is hold their hands, be, you know, encouraging, like, come on, you know, you can do it. It's all right. Kisses, you know, wet towel, like just being there and being close, right? But the process that like both baby and mother go through to make life or to bring out life is just, wow.
Yeah, no,
it's unbelievable. I don't know, man.
It's unbelievable. Mm. And as a guy, as a man, you can just support. And I was pushing with Maya. I was talking to her the whole time. But it's also when you watch your loved one, your wife, go through this incredible amount of pain. And it's this process going from something so painful to something so beautiful right away. Mm. And the minute the baby is born, you love her so much. This person that, you know, you've been talking about and watching every week, going to the doctor, and now she's in your arms. And it was just incredible. So, yeah.
Wow, Marcus. Wow. And okay, so this time around when you were going to cut the umbilical cord, were you like, yeah, no, I got this. Let's, you know.
No, never.
No.
Never confident like that. I was like, I don't want to mess it up. No. But he was.
It's not like you brought like one of your Japanese knives from the kitchen. It was like, I got my own. No.
You know me. I'm pretty confident in most places. But this moment, I was just so humbled and not confident.
That's why I'm so interested in hearing more about it, because like whether you're on, like I could bring you out on stage for a rap show and you know, in front of 10,000 people and you'd be cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This is the one place I know where you're like,
oh my God. I was not tough at all, but I love the humility that we go through and the closeness as a family, and all the stuff that you kind of, for me, it was also COVID, giving, you know, having a baby during this time, taking it literally from a negative or something very heavy period, right, to something more positive. And it was the love of that. And we did it. And it's just humbling. Every morning when I wake up, I run up to, you know, make sure that she's good and looking at her. And then also, of course, Zion, you know, like, there's never been a toy coming into the house. There's never been a package being delivered without his being Zion's name on it. And all of a sudden, now he's got to share, right? And be a big brother, which we talked about.
All of your lives have changed forever, but his especially, like his whole universe is rocked now, you know?
Yes.
It's like the spotlight is no longer, it's like, you know, he's got to share the spotlight now.
Yeah, I think it's Zlatan Alexander Isak, right? It's a little bit like that. You know, to put it in Swedish terms, like we're both in the same fam, we're both in the same team, but there's a change going on here, right?
Yeah. So that must be incredible to see. So has he held her yet?
Oh, absolutely. Every day. Like Zlatan, it's a Zlatan, I say. Zion, Zion is, you know, as any boy, right? Like he wants to do almost too much, like run around with her. I'm like, no, it's not a toy. But he kisses on her, he loves on her, and it's been amazing to watch the two of them. But obviously there was a change. Like when we go to bed now, where it's like, where's mom? I said, no, mom is feeding Grace. And he thought that would be like one night or two nights. I was like,
Yeah, exactly.
Where's mom? And I was like, okay, for a while now, Zion, you know, it's going to be
you and me. Buddy.
You and me. We're going to work this out. We're going to read. We're going to talk about the solar system, whatever you want.
And think about that thing too, Marcus, that now, like before, it was one child, two adults in the house. Now it's 50-50. Like,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
It's 50-50 kids and grown-ups now in the house. So they, which is also a beautiful thing for that balance.
Absolutely.
Balancing out the home.
Absolutely. And I think another thing for Zion that helped was that it started to snow a lot in New York City. So all of a sudden, where everybody was precious, walking around for baby Grace, the snow was outside. So he had like sled riding to do. He had like sliding to do.
Yeah, Marcus Garvey Park.
Yeah, he was busy doing his thing and then just going down, finding the biggest hill that he can go down. And so when he came back home, we were so tired because I took him out. We were both so tired. So he's like, hey, baby Grace, peace. I'm going to bed. So it's like priorities, right? That we have priorities.
In about a year's time, she's going to be struggling to keep up with him. He's going to teach her everything that she you know, needs to know. She's going to teach him a whole bunch of stuff too.
Yeah.
And to think about it, when you see these little, you know, especially like babies when they're newly born and you think that, you know, God willing, one day, you'll be a grandmother or a grandfather. Mm-hmm. And when you look at them now, it's just that whole, you know, without getting too Lion King, it's the whole, it's the circle of life thing is really, you're never really closer to it than at funerals or childbirths.
Yeah. It's very, it's
and we're
very
soon to be ancient history. Like all we can do at this point is pass on a few tips and tricks and make sure they like survive these first 20 years and then they're off, man.
To the races. Well, you know, with Maxie and Zion, they're already off to the races running
they're
around.
Already off to the races. Yeah. Lord have mercy, man.
But
that's a beautiful, beautiful thing, Marcus. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. And wow, Maya. And another thing about babies being born, you think of babies as these very kind of fragile creatures, but the strength it takes or it must take to you know, survive a birth.
Yeah.
Like, wow. You
know? Well, I mean, I just, again, like shout out to Maya and all moms out there that have giving birth and aunties that are supporting and uncles are supporting, but it's so humbling and it's kind of easy to forget. But once I was back in that room, I thought about it again, I visualized it, and nothing compares to that, you know, the beautiful experience when baby Grace was born and just holding her and giving her a mom holding her. And now we're back home and just dealing and back into it, you know? It's been a very special week.
Okay, so next big question.
Yes.
How have you been sleeping? And how's Maya been sleeping?
Maya's sleeping better than 2 weeks ago when, you know, she obviously had Grace, carrying Grace, and that was, you know, very uncomfortable sleeping and all that stuff. So she's sleeping a little bit better. I have this unfortunate or fortunate thing that I can sleep anywhere. You know, if,
but I do you ever sleep is one of the first things I notice about you, because when, you know, you've invited me to your home many times. I've stayed with you for weeks, months, sometimes. And there'd be times you'd come in after I'd gone to bed. And by the time I woke up, you'd already be gone. I'm like, when does this guy sleep?
Oh my God, I sleep in cabs, I sleep in cars, I sleep on planes, I sleep at home. So I can sleep and you can literally like have a marching band in front of me and I'll still fall asleep, right? So I have no right to complain. Maya's starting to sleep a little bit better. Obviously, the first 6 to 8 months, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be on and off, on and off again, right? But it don't matter. It's like we're tired, we're beat. But, you know, it's also so beautiful. Even with the name process, right? You know, as obviously as Ethiopia was going through one of its roughest years in a long, long, long time. And with COVID, you know, these two things that were happening on the home
Grace
front.
And Ethiopia.
And so we wanted to combine that. And, you know, with Zion has such a strong name, his second name is Mandela. So I'm like, we got to give a Grace a strong name too. So Grace, Amazing Grace, Grace Jones, Grace Kelly, whatever Grace you want. But also something positive with Ethiopia, to put something positive out there has been very, very important for us, powerful to us, you know. So, and love is.
And does she have two names or more? Like in Sweden, sometimes people go like three names, four names.
Yeah. It's Grace Ethiopia. I'm sure, you know, with Maya's mother, so Maya's or Grace's grandmother, she's going to completely throw her Ethiopian.
She's going to add
a name. Add a name or two.
Definitely. And like whatever you decide, that's still going to be there.
Exactly.
And I'm also thinking like, you know, are you going to add a little Helga in there? Or
And then Harlan's going to throw his hustle name on it on top. So, you know, the aunties and the uncles.
In Sweden, we have the saying, Kärpan har många namn.
Yeah.
A love child has many names.
Yeah.
And it's a very beautiful saying.
So, and then obviously, you know, so that's going to throw its names. And then also when you take it to a place like Smegen, right? That's a fishing village. So that's going to, they're going to hit the weather name. I have no clue what that's going to be. You know what I mean? And it's very often related to something in the water. It's like, oh, she looks like X. Or like there's always something related to the terroir of the place.
My daughter's grandparents call her Rakam.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
She's always been Rakam. Which means shrimp. And it's a cute name. I'm sure like when she's 12, she's not going to think it's super cute. But by then it's like, that's your name. So,
So we, you know, that's...
What was your nicknames? What nicknames did you have?
God.
Like,
oh my God.
Do you even want to go there?
No. And my...
give me one.
Well...
Like, what did your grandparents or like some of the older, your elders call you?
But my grandmother Helga, I mean, I don't ever think she said Marcus. It was always Makelele. It was like a name. It's like one
Makelele,
name. And I'm 14, 15. I'm trying to be like, you know, bossy. And it's like, the way she said it, it was like one name. It wasn't a pause in between, you know? And I'm like trying to be like tough. And she's
trying
like,
to be cool.
Makelele, Makelele. That was like, I'm like, what? And I try to ignore it in front of your friends. And they're like, no, that's you, but that's you, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And that's also, you know, there's a beauty in that, Marcus. You're now the custodian. You and your sisters, of course, are the custodians of the memory of, for example, Grandma Helga. And it's important that you tell those stories, and you will be telling those stories to Zion and Grace. And of course, Maya and Maya's mom is, you know, fortunate to have their one grandmother still around to pass on stories that are even older than that, you know. because now, like, you have two. I mean, let's face it, Zion and Grace will be culturally American, but then also in New York, what does that mean? That means you're kind of the world in a sense. Mm-hmm. But then there are these roots. I mean, they'll be very Ethiopian as well. Mm-hmm. You know,
and Swedish.
Swedish. I mean, stepping in your home in Harlem, it always smells of the Ethiopian frankincense.
Yeah.
You know, there's some certain cultural things that just they remain, you know, and they have this tapestry of roots.
Yeah.
And
we've been talking a lot about family lineage, your family, right? You know, for me, it started. Every family structure is very different, right? But it's deeply personal. And, you know, I remember, you know, for us as a family, as a Samuelson family, you know, when our father, Leonard, passed away in the 90s, you know, as a family, you never really rebound from that, right? Mm. I was like in my mid-20s. And we had so much more. I felt, on a selfish note, I needed him for so many more big questions. Mm-hmm. I can even, like, sometimes even get jealous when someone like yourself, you talking to your dad and getting still advised, get sunned by your dad, which is so beautiful.
And I still need it. And of course, I still need it, you know. Yeah.
So for me, that was a big crack in our family that, as a family, you just never repair from it, right? Mm-hmm. Because everyone interprets and deals with that sorrow so differently. And so much of my reference points are from my grandparents and my parents. And I say stuff to Zion that comes literally directly from my dad, and he has no clue what I'm talking about. At least Max, he can go to your father, her grandfather, or your mother and have some, you know, and then when she gets 6, 7, 8, connection to it, right? So it's been very hard. We do it through images, of course. But that's been, and I just wish my parents were there, right? Like Zion met my grandmother before Anne-Marie passed away. And that was important for us because now we have images of that so we can talk about it. But the cycle of life, you know, in our family, we almost always been about the same amount of people. I remember when my grandparents passed away, a couple of weeks later, my nieces and nephews were born. So new kids were born. So we almost always been about the same. So that time when you have grandparents or even great grandparents and parents and kids, and it's such a special moment. As a kid, you kind of just want to go at your own beat, but it's a special moment, you know. So
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
So on another note, Marcus, how you know, in Sweden, for example, of course, there's a long maternal leave, at least 9 months for the mother. But dads are given the first 10 days after a child's born, they're given paid leave, like no matter who or where or what you are. You get the first 10 days. How the first 10 days been for you? How is balancing all the work you do and manage to do in a regular, you know, 10-day period? In this 10-day period, it must have been quite different.
Well, I'm going to answer that by give you a funny story. I'm in Singapore cooking at one of these fancy places. And, you know, we're just cooking away and you know, it's a big evening. And all of a sudden, this one of these Singaporean cooks, I think it was Malaysian, came up to me and said, "Hey, are you from Sweden?" I said, "Yes." And I said, "Yeah. Can you tell me about daddy's days?" I said, "What?" We're cooking away for this big dinner. "I've heard that you have daddy's days, that you can actually take time off when you've had a child." I said, "Yes, it exists." And then he, like, you know, chef was looking at us. So he's like, looked down and like moved away, right? Then when the shift was over, he asked me just straight up, "Do you think I can come to Sweden with you?" And I was like, sure. You know, it's like, that was the one thing he was chopping away his ginger. Yet,
that's what he was thinking about.
Yeah.
But it is something, I don't know, maybe it's not totally unique to Sweden. I'm sure other places do it as well, but it's also, it's beautiful recognition of fatherhood, you know, just seen from the state and that being important and so forth. How have you been managing work? Because having a baby too, you just kind of want to go into some form of like cocoon and just like be around that new life every waking hour of the day, basically, even though they sleep most of the time. But
yeah, I mean, I think as a creative, right, you never really have off, you're always on to something, right? So you know, when we got home, it's funny how we all work differently, but for me, even when I'm in uncertain waters, like new territory, I go back to food. I think about, you know, so I think about menu creation when I sit with Grace, and I think about at the same time her relationship with Zion and our relationship to her. But it's something I come back to almost like a drumbeat, because I know it's a comfort zone for me, right? And I take notes on my pad or my phone right next to me. I take pride in making sure that my wife can rest, you know, but I'm thinking, I'm taking notes.
Food.
Yeah. I'm cooking a lot. I've been cooking all the meals, you know, I stay busy around food. And then I think when you know, we share a lot, but then we also have differences. You know, for me, it's been, I have a team that has been incredible and taking care of stuff and looking after stuff, and they don't necessarily in this time needed me. But I go back, even if it was just 1 hour, 2 hours a day, you know, just because it's just my way of also keeping a rhythm of normality, right? And for us, it's been a crazy time, because at the same time this happened, we were renovating at home. We had a horrible mold accident. We had to take care of that. So my way of functioning is to sitting with Grace, spending a lot of time with Zion so he doesn't feel left out. And then a little bit time at work as well, because it's the only way I know, like, I don't actually know myself outside. I've said that to you before, like as an adult, I've only been working, right? I've never been in another field at all, right?
Yeah.
So my way of checking in with stuff is truly a way to keep me normal and functioning. And Maya can see it, like, just go, come back, bring this back from the store or whatever, you know, check in the house if we need anything. So I think it'd be more...
Go do some Nissan Plus, get it out of your system, and then come on back.
And it's I think it's just interesting how we all download and take time off in order to recharge, you know? And that is a very personal thing that I don't think I will ever be comfortable with, you know? I don't think I'll ever be comfortable if I don't have these things that I have to like tweak and change again and ask myself different questions.
But that's the thing about, you know, I will say, you know, and I'm far from a chef. I really enjoy cooking, and I have since I was a kid, because my mom would be very, it was an open source process in our home. And also my mom would always talk about, and she likes to get appreciation for her cooking. So she would talk about what's in the food. And if she felt that, you know, my mom is like that. If she feels that people aren't showing appreciation enough when they're eating the meal, she'll be like, this is so good. Oh, wow. This, I really love this. Like, she'll just feel that in herself. So having said that, during the pandemic, one of my main kind of sources of solace just in my everyday was cooking food for Amelie and for Maxime and for myself. It's something manageable within a day. It's something that's creative. It's an act of love. And if I would do that and write a rap verse every day,
then you're good. Fine. Exactly.
Then I felt like, okay, I'm good. You know, doesn't matter. No, you know, nobody needs to hear what I've written. And I cooked for my family, but that's, you know, survival to me.
I played a lot of Swedish music, actually, you know, because I'm always worried about Zion losing his Swedishness, because the Ethiopian tribe, they don't ask. They just come to the house, COVID or not. There's Ethiopian food. There's Ethiopian music. It's always for Harlem. It's like, are we here already? Like, they don't even text or not. They're just here. So I'm always worried about that, especially now when we haven't been able to go to Sweden as a family. So, you know, I played a lot of Swedish music, everything from Sinabo, of course, but also I played a lot of your music, Daniela Ratana, you know, like
Ratana,
just Hannes, you know, just like young new music.
Look at you, all up on the young Swedish dope stuff, Marcus.
No, but I just the rhythm. It's and I love that Swenglish. You can hear that they're, you know, not from America, and I just wanted, like, I played probably Afrobeats and that the most for Zion, because I just don't want him to miss out on...
Okay. Two things here I'm thinking that I need to... Because I'll be in New York. I'll be joining you in New York soon. And I guess Zion is old enough that at least, you know, and he gets candy maybe on Saturdays or something, right? Okay, so that's one... Okay, I got one thing I'm going to bring him from Sweden, some Swedish candy, because that's definitely... Yeah. That's a good connection point to Sweden. And
it
then
is.
The second one is... What's kind of, it's either Bamse or it's, you know, Honjaravadotter or something like that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Because there's some beautiful storytelling for kids from here that's also a good way into that. You know?
I would tell you one more that you'd never. So in New York City.
Pippi Longstrump, of course.
I mean, in New York, we get winter every year, and every time we have winter, it's like a snowstorm, which in Sweden would not be a snowstorm. It happens every year.
It just snows. Yeah.
Every year, New Yorkers are shocked, right? But I'll tell you, the other thing that Sweden is better than most countries in is actually also winter clothes, especially children's winter clothes.
Yeah.
So Zion is rocking. Big shout out to Minne Rodini, which is like this Swedish brand.
They're right around the corner from me.
Clothing. They're amazing. So when
they're dope.
Zion is rocking his Minne Rodini.
They're pretty fly too.
What are you talking about?
You could rock some Minne Rodini, you know?
So Zion is rocking his Minne Rodini, and other parents are coming up to me. It's like, because, you know, the American clothes you buy here, they're not ready for winter. And you're like, when we were going through the, you know, like going up, whether in Central Park or Market Garden Park, it's tons of snow and it's hilly. Do you know what I mean? So he asked, like,
you must have put it over all.
Yes, it's never bad weather. It's never bad weather. It's how you deal with it, right? No. So he was walking his mini routine.
That's another Swedish expression. There's no bad weather. There are only bad clothes.
Yeah.
Det finns inget dåligt väder, bara dåliga kläder.
Yeah. And you know, like, I'm just sending you a pic so you can see how much snow it's been. Mm-hmm. And it's much deeper than normally. And I was like, we're going to have a good time. You know, I don't want him to be... Mm-hmm. A one season type of child, like, oh, I only like summer. No, that's not life. You know, mm-hmm. The beauty is really the differences. Now winter's much more fun.
When you were a kid too, snow days were the best, man. Sleigh riding, snowballs, how the sound of the city changes. And I actually, you know, I love New York in all different types of weather. But there's something really magical about being in New York after snowfall, because this
Absolutely.
Otherwise very loud city goes so kind of quiet. Everything, like the sound is just turned down and muffled a bit, you know?
Yeah.
And then even those times when big blizzards hit, like I remember one in 96, the first time I saw people, you know, skiing down Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Like no cars were driving. Like that never happens in Sweden, because basically no matter how much snow falls, people are still, you know, the road is plowed. It's never a problem, or people are just out anyway. But in New York, even New York City shuts down, man. And it's one of the best times to be in New York.
It is, especially for children. My whole thing is like, dying, there's definitely no bad weather. It is what it is. We going out there, ready or not, we out here. And, you know, we just climbing and we had so much fun. So the American clothing is just, it's like you get wet and then it gets cold. I was like, nah, we got to rock it differently.
No,
so it's been fun.
You need some good Swedish gloves. All right. I know what to bring over from Sweden.
Yeah.
All right, my last question for you, Marcus, because you're obviously, you know... we're all happy and glad and grateful that Maya's okay.
Yes, thank
Grace
you.
Grace is okay. Zion is okay. You're okay. And like, you're together as a family and everyone's doing all right. Because that's not a given, no matter Mm-mm. Where you are, you know? I still have little brother on his way, and I'm feeling... You know, Amelie's cool. She's more like, you know, it's already getting hard to sleep. Tummy's getting big. Mm-hmm. He's kicking around a lot in there. But I'm already starting to feel like that I have to kind of manage my fear, manage the worries of like any number of things that could go wrong. Or is he's kicking around. Like last night when I couldn't sleep, I woke up in the middle of the night. I just put my hand on Amelie's belly and I could feel little brother in there. So I'm like, all right, buddy, you and I are the only ones awake in the house right now. Like, all right, cool, man. But you know, I can be asking her like, did you feel him kick around today? Like, you know, there's that, right? There's the managing fear, and also in a process that's so. I mean, there's obviously some things you can do to, you know, make sure that the baby's okay. But other than that, it's up to the universe almost.
Yeah.
That everything goes the way we hope it will, right?
It's such a humbling experience, I would say. And for anyone who always thinks that I did it on my own, whatever it is, I think childbirth is this process where you know that you're just a small part of the whole thing. And from the person who checks you into the hospital, from the, not just the doctor, but all the amazing nurses, all the amazing people that makes it happen and does check in. And it is... You know, as the moment gets more and more tense, you absolutely realize like, it is up to the universe. And it's frightening that such a big, basically the biggest part of your life is about to happen. And there's very little as a man that you can do about it. But to be a cheerleader, I was so intimidated, scared and excited at the same time, but also I don't want to show it because I don't want to make it. We don't need another nervous person in the room, you know. But but it's a good moment too to go through as well as the process, because it gives you such a perspective, right? That hour or 30 minutes before it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. The doctors talk 10 minutes to 5 minutes, and boom, the baby comes out. And everything just switched from that on. This person, you know, holding your hand, you're going to love them for the rest of your life. You know, from not have been in the room 2 hours ago, from like, it's so clear that this person, you're going to love them. And, you know, it's, gratitude is probably, you know, a lot of grace and gratitude, you know.
Well, congratulations, Marcus. I can't wait to meet.
Thank you. Well, we're
baby
excited.
Grace. Welcome her to the world. Yes. I know you've been out with her on Lenox Avenue already. Like, just like in the Lion King, you know, holding her up for the neighborhood to welcome, you know. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for your family. Everything went well.
Yes. Well, you know, a lot of gratitude and love. And thank you for all the good wishes, everybody out there. It was felt. Maya and I were super grateful for all the support we got from all of you guys. We appreciate it. All right. Peace.
What do you think about this episode? We want to hear from you. Let us know at thismomentpodcast@gmail.com. Also, follow us on Instagram @thismomentpodcast.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.